And what did the veterinarian say about the illness? I asked, noticing another phone call coming through, this time from Lexi. I also let it go to voicemail.
Oh, we never ended up taking her to the vet. I attempted to feed her a bland diet, you know, boiled chicken and white rice. She showed little interest in food that first day. By the second day, though, when I was going to call the vet, she perked right up, ate the chicken and rice, and has improved every day since. Something just didn't agree with her. We suspect it was the new treats we gave her. I mean, that can happen.
Does she regularly have sensitivities to food?
Not generally, and we only feed her organic. We thought the pupcakes and more treats would be great. I mean, they sound amazing. I'd eat them.
She laughed.
But sometimes our tummies don't like new stuff.
So, you never reported the illness to anyone? Not even the support line at the dog food company?
Nah, I mean, things happen.
She paused for a second.
However, I've seen the news reports now. Should I be concerned?
No, I don't think there's cause for alarm. I know firsthand that the FDA inspected their manufacturing and hadn't found anything.
But they still don't know what's causing the sickness in the dogs?
That's right.
Maybe I should report it then?
I honestly wasn't sure what to advise. If it were my dog, I probably would. Since the owners were my friends, I felt a little protective. But what if their product was harming canines in the community? No one knew 100% what was causing the problems. I left it for her to make that decision, offering no advice. Before we hung up, I promised to let her know if we learned anything new, and I thanked her for sharing her story. As I put my phone back in my pocket, Lexi walked in the door. She looked beat.
Long day, huh?
Sorry I missed your call, I said, picking up my phone and scrolling through the notifications.
Calls.
And then I noticed her expression. It wasn't only about exhaustion.
What's going...
Libby, your mom is in the hospital.